99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
We always get a lot of messages from listeners at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. Now, I don't think I can necessarily be on board with this listener who reached out to us and says, help me out here. On the way to an appointment, my boyfriend and I got stopped by a funeral procession and subsequently stuck behind it. Since we were the first, quote, non-funeral car, and now we're running late, I put on my flashers, pretended I was in the procession so I could go through the lights. My boyfriend couldn't believe that I did that and said it was very disrespectful. We got into a little fight over this because I told him that literally everyone I know does this, and I'm certainly not the only one. He said it was kind of a jerk move, but I thought it was genius. Tell him he's crazy and I'm right that everyone does this.
Ooh, I am not an authority on funeral procession etiquette, but it feels wrong.
Yeah, and this is where I think that you and I are kind of in agreement. I don't think I can be on her side and say, yeah, sure, funeral draft. Like, you know, jump in line, put your blinkers on, pretend you're in the funeral just to run through the red lights and to avoid traffic. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think you do that. And it is a little awkward, too. Like, if, like, they're making a turn and you somehow, like, get caught up in it, it's awkward. Like, how do I get out? How do I get out?
I know.
I mean, it's easy to just stop and let them go first. Mm-hmm. But if you are in a situation where you can't, like, avoid it, yeah, I feel like you have to try to figure out how to get out of it.
Yeah. I have been caught up in a funeral before, just like how you've described. And it's so awkward. I feel like I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to pull over
or
something.
You have to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for all of this.
I don't know the person. I don't. Is this the same as drafting an ambulance? You know, you pull over for an ambulance that goes by, but then you jump back in behind the ambulance and kind of follow closely behind, because I have seen people do that before. I haven't ever heard of anybody drafting a funeral. I just don't think that's right.
No, and I've never seen anybody like follow an ambulance really close behind. Like, you get back into traffic and you continue on your way after they pass. But I've never seen anybody like match the speed of the ambulance and like follow it. That's crazy.
Christy,
I feel like both of those things are bad.
Yeah, Christy writes in and says, that is terrible. Would never do that. So disrespectful. Brittany, I think that's so wrong. However, if it were my funeral and someone did that, I would think it was hilarious. Okay.
Oh, well, right. So,
Brittany's like, listen, I'd never do it, but if I was dead and you decided to jump in the funeral procession to avoid some traffic, I'd be all right with it.
Okay, so you just take a gamble that maybe the person might have had a sense of humor?
Yeah, Bridget says, listen, everyone has this crazy contraption. Call the cell phone. Call and say you'll be late for the appointment because you were stuck behind a funeral procession.
Yes, absolutely. That would be the ethical thing to do. But Samantha's like, yeah, she's right that a lot of people do it. It's definitely wrong, though, and disrespectful. You're supposed to pull over for a funeral procession. Let them go first.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess I didn't know this was even a thing. Like, I didn't either. I didn't know, like, putting your flashers on and pretending that you are a part of the funeral procession. I mean, you're not going to have the little magnetic flag that's on that you stick on top of your car. But our buddy Mike texts in and says, ambulances normally drive slower than I do. LOL. LOL. Yeah.
Now, so Mike said in Kentucky, it's against the law to interfere with the funeral.
Huh.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I will say that I think this is an easy one. That
I feel like we're on team boyfriend.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
I don't think we can jump in and defend our listener here, and we can't tell your boyfriend he's crazy that everyone does this. I mean, I think it's disrespectful, and I think you gotta just pay your respects. You know, scoot over, allow the funeral to go by, and then, you know,
be late, make be the late. Call if you need to.
Yeah, be on your way. All right.
Here's the thing, though. This pains us because we do want to always be on your side. We do. Our hearts are with you. But we can't. Our opinions are not.
Our hearts are. We do appreciate
we
you.
Still love
you. Still coming to us to try to back you up. But I mean,
We are not. We are going to leave you out in the cold on this one. So sorry.
And it pains us when we
it does.
Have to leave you out in the cold. Real quick.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah. Real quick. Lisa texts in and says, "Funny story. My cousins got in the wrong funeral procession line for my brother's funeral." Holy cow.
No.
Like, there were more than one funeral leaving from the... Oh, my gosh.
And they ended up at the wrong... Oh, my gosh.
You go to the wrong plot. You're like, I don't recognize any of these people.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
Oh, that's the worst.
All right. So, thank you for reaching out to us.
Again, we love you.
And all the responses there with the little group therapy.
Don't do that again.
On 99.7 DJX.